blue, old lens. And, yeah, they don't make it no more. They make repulse, but it's nothing like the old school one.
Okay, 6 West. So what's wrong with the repulse? Well, what's the difference?
I mean, they're okay, but they're not like the old school original one, that's for sure.
Ain't that funny, the old school, a lot of stuff's all better? That's why I kept my torches, because the old torches we got, they don't make them like that no more, they tell me. So I kept all my old torches. I got a lot of people want to buy more torches. I sold one of my torches to one of my best friends, because he begged and begged for me to get that torch, because he went to buy a new one. He said, they don't make them like the ones you got. So I sold them one. I got 7 of them left.
Yeah, all the old Victor stuff is better than the stuff they make today.
Well, I might sell you one old Victor. I can go down to another set now, one. But mine are old school Victor. I bought them in the 70s, and they're rebuildable. The 70s. Yeah, but I noticed one time when I went to send mine in for a rebuild to put the new valve in here, the guy tried to do a switcheroo on me.
That's no good. Yeah, the old ones are good. And you got, like you said, you got to hold on to them because people want them. When I got to rebuild my torches, I just buy all the parts myself and rebuild them myself because I don't trust nobody. I know how to braze the valve, the old valves in and all that.
Mine are in good condition. They're not beaten up and battered. And actually, out of my Victors, I polished them all out the brass. I got a polisher, and I polished all the brass out. I made them look like better than new.
That's funny you say that, because I just did the same thing last week. Last weekend, I was out in my garage, and I polished them all like to a mere finish.
Yeah, but see, I'll tell you, I have a machine that polishes them. Do you?
Yeah, well, I got it's a thing that I made to polish them.
I have 3 professional buffers. You can come over to my house and polish them up if you want to. You can come over here and bring it up and polish out my professional buffer. I have all the rules and everything.
Well, yeah, you gotta tell me when. I can come by and I'll drive my welding truck over there and you can see it. I could, tomorrow I'm going down to Long Beach again, and I get off work around this time. I'm going to drive right past your house.
Well, we could plan on tomorrow, come down here and, grab a cold, drink and, come over to my garage here and, do a little polishing. I got all the rules. I got a chair that you can sit down on my buffing machine. I got high speed buffing machines and I got slow buffing machines. Depends how good you are. We'll start you out with a slow till you get used to it. And I got all the buffing material. I even got the white powder to clean it off too. I don't know, you know about the white powder to clean off the rules? You know about that or no?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, we'll really polish out your thing. Just put a little tape on your end so you don't get nothing down the oxygen airlines. Tape that end up there and go ahead and polish it. Make yourself the shiniest torch on the job site.
Yeah, I'll have to show you what I did to mine. I can give you a call on my way home tomorrow.
Okay, give me an hour's notice there, you know, so I'll be ready, because I'm not always by the radio and the phone all the time. Call several times, because I'm a little hard of hearing, unless the phone's right next to me. I just happen to have the phone next to me. You were lucky.
All right, well, yeah, I'll give you a call. I just pulled up to my house, so I'm getting ready to jump out, but, yeah, I'll give you a call tomorrow, and, I'll call you around lunchtime and let you know what time I'm getting off and what time I'll be in that area.
Okay, then I can listen to the radio. That's a good time. time, okay. Well, real good, yeah, we'll get you all polished out. What other tools you got there to polish up? You have crescent wrenches and pipe wrenches?
Yeah, I got all the pipe wrenches they make now are all the new, I have all the new aluminum ones.
I polish them out too. They look pretty. I polish all my pipe wrenches and then I polish the threads so you can open and shut the pipe wrenches. I'll show you mine with one finger. You don't need two fingers to open a pipe wrench. I got two pipe wrenches here. I have a 48-inch pipe wrench. You ever see a 48-inch?
Yep, I got one too. I got a, because we work on some pretty big stuff, I got a 48 and a 36. I keep a 36 on my truck, but the 48 I keep in the job trailer because it's too big to keep on the truck.
Yeah, I got a 48 rigid. That's a heavy 100 some odd pound pipe wrench.
Yeah, it's so big and so heavy, it's almost, once you put it on something, it's almost, you can't even turn it because it's so big, you know? Just the weight of the pipe wrench alone.
Well, before I had to put a cheater bar, and then I would stand up and jump up and down on it.
Now that's what I gotta do is jump up and down on it. It's too big.
I have three vices over here. I have the Wiltons. I don't know, are you familiar with the Wilton? I have the $5,000 Wilton vice. I got three of them.
Oh yeah, I like those too. I like the Wiltons. Those are nice.
Yeah, mine open up to 12 inches.
Oh wow, that's big. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll call you when I'm on my way, but I gotta run inside. I got my mother-in-law here, I gotta send her off, but I'll give you a call tomorrow.
I got aluminum wrench too, aluminum pipe wrench. You know why I don't talk about that? Use that in the morning, I'm gonna tell you a story about that.
I'm gonna run inside, give me maybe 15, 20 minutes and I'll turn the base radio on right now. Whiskey 6, Zulu Tango Foxtrot, I'll be back in just a little bit.
I'll tell you why I don't use my aluminum wrench anymore. I cracked that thing. I broke it. I broke that aluminum wrench, the big one. That's why I'll never buy another big vice pipe wrench that big ever again. I cracked it. It needs to be welded up. But you know what I did with it now? I polished it up and I just hang it up on the wall. Looks pretty.